When I say authority, most people think about messaging. They think of creating something like content, funnels, doing all these things, doubling down on the messaging they use in order to become the authority, to become someone people listen to. And there is one psychological hack that is way easier than messaging that I will share with you today inside this episode. We all love that sound. But what we love even more is when it becomes the standard. Clean, consistent, every single day. Without losing yourself in a business that looks successful on the outside but feels empty on the inside. This isn't about building something profitable that drains you. This is about building something that lasts. With full body conviction, with presence, with this is exactly where I belong energy. By architecting a brand that holds cult status. A brand that works for you even when you're not pushing, posting, or proving. A brand that doesn't convince, it commands. Welcome to Cult Status, the podcast for global coaching leaders and creative visionaries that turn their brands into cult-like companies. I'm Ramona Ochsenbauer, creative director, brand architect, and the woman behind cult-like productions and cinematic brands that turn attention into obsession. You're not here to play safe. You're not here for compromises. You're here to build a world people want to belong to and to ride the rules as you go. So fasten your seatbelt, because this is where brands stop being content and start becoming culture. People believe what you tell them. That's it. That's the psychological hack. People believe what you tell them. And I'm not talking about telling them that you are the best when you're not. I'm not talking about that you share something like wins or client results that haven't been actually created. I mean doing that from a place of full integrity, not from a place of manipulation. Because when you use this hack from a place of integrity, everything changes for you, for your business, for your clients, for the impact you create in this world. Because what the people do, which are on top of the market, who have great marketing, is that they tell people, their audience, their dreamiest client, their dream clients, what they want them to believe, which is part of the magic. Whenever you see a woman rise, she's good in telling people what she wants them to believe. And creates that through her words, through embodiment, through her visuals. So if you want to be seen as the authority, tell people that you are the authority. If you want people to believe that your vehicle, your methodology is the one that creates the certain results they want to achieve, tell them that your vehicle, your methodology is what makes them achieve that. If you want your audience to believe that you are the one who can help them to achieve goal XYZ, don't try to explain why. Don't try to convince them. Don't try to deliver for free so many different things until they finally realize how genius you are. Just tell them. Tell them. They won't believe it the first time they hear it. But if you repeat that message over and over and over again, they will start to believe it. And to show you how powerful this psychological hack is, let me give you an example. If there was like this picture from a green apple, there is a green apple on it. And the first time you see that picture, you will tell me there is a green apple on it. You are sure, you are certain, there's no doubt, it's a green apple. And when I tell you, no, this is not green, it's red, you won't believe me when I say it the first time. But if I tell you the next time you see that picture of that green apple, that it's a red apple, you may not believe it yet, but there comes in doubt in terms of, what does she see what I don't? And the next time when I tell you again, it's a red apple. And again, it's a red apple. It's a red apple. It's a red apple. You start to believe it. You start to shift your belief, even though it doesn't make sense. This is how powerful this psychological hack is. But there is one problem with it. Because yes, it can be used for manipulation. But it doesn't mean that it's not real, that it's not quote-unquote true. People use it every single day. And if you don't use it because you're afraid to manipulate people, then people who really want to manipulate people will use it either way. This is one problem. The second problem is that even when you won't use it or don't want to use it to your advantage, it will still happen. Because people believe what you tell them. If you tell them between the lines, I'm great in what I'm doing, but I'm not fully convinced that you pay the prices I want to have or want to charge, what will they believe? Ooh, there's something insecure. I don't know what it is, I can't name it, but they feel something slightly off. So even when you're not using it actively, it still happens. So I want you to use that psychological hack to your advantage. Because we need women like you to rise. We need women like you to be visible. We need women like you to have signature offers that dominate the marketplace. We need women like you to build brands that last, that influence people. Which is why I brought you three use cases to this episode. So the first use case, I want you to use that psychological hack. People believe what you tell them when it comes to your wins and proof. Your wins, your clients' wins, your social proof, the proof of your work. Because I'm pretty sure that you use your client wins, your own wins, once. You talk about it. But you only use it once. Maybe you save it in your Instagram highlight. Maybe you have it on your website. Confident in saying that I doubt that. You use it once, maybe twice. Maybe you share it once on your Instagram stories and then create one post about it. If you are brave enough, you may pin it on your feed. But that's it. You use it once and then you forget it. Use your wins, your clients' wins, social proof and proof of your work. Use it over and over and over again. Because remember, people believe what you tell them. When you tell them over and over again, these are my wins. These are my clients' wins. This is the proof. This is why I'm good in what I'm doing. And this is why you should work with me. This is what happens if you don't do it. Tell them over and over and over again, because if you're not doing that, your offer, your work, working with you stays nice to have. But you want it to become something that is essential, that they can't live without. The second use case, and this is such an important one, I see it so often, that people spread, that especially the highest skilled women, share way too many messages on their Instagram, on their website, on their podcast, like everywhere. I know you're brilliant in what you're doing. I know you go deep with your clients. And I know that you're having a hard time to bring that brilliance into a surface level platform like Instagram. Which is why you jump all the time inside your stories, inside your posts, and the things you're delivering to people for free, you jump topics, you jump messages. Because you know so many things and you know how one thing affects the other. You know that just talking about topic A isn't enough, that people also have to be careful or to consider topic B and C if they want to have real results. And because you know that, because you're so good, because you're so intelligent, because you're so genius in what you're doing, you want to have that represented on your Instagram feed. Which is why people still think that your work is interesting, but not essential. So when you think about the psychological hack of people believe what you tell them, stick to one message. Stick to one main message for your brand. Stick to one thing you want everyone to know when they have contact with your brand. If you have too many different messages, nothing sticks. It's loud. But it doesn't stick, and you want people to remember you. And when you repeat the same message over and over and over again, people start to believe that. And knowing which is the message that is the most important for your brand, which moves your people and drives them into your paid world, and then sticking to it, which makes people believe it, is the biggest game changer you can make for your brand, for your impact, for your bank account. Which leads me directly to the third use case. Tell them that your signature offer and your method are the best. I don't care how much money you already made with your business, with your signature offer. I know that people still didn't realize how good it is, how good you are, how good your methodology is, because you don't tell them. You try to convince, you try to explain, you try to double down on messaging in terms of, this is what you're doing currently, this is why it's not working. Come with me in my signature offer, in my mastermind, in my membership, because there you get these or that result. Nice. But we don't want nice. We want iconic, legendary, cult-like. And you don't tell them only by your words that your signature offer is the best. You don't only tell them in terms of, oh, my signature offer is the best. My signature offer is the best on the marketplace. My methodology is the only one who creates you this or that result. You can do that and you should do that. You should especially use that between the lines. But there is one way in which you do that better than in any other way. Because you know what you created is more than a mastermind. It's more than the signature spaces of other people, which you know where there is like this one call once a week, hot seat, massive amount of people inside. If you're lucky, you get to ask your question. This is not what you're building. And still people don't see that. They think that your mastermind, your signature home space, your membership is like every other one. Because you're launching it the same way everyone else is launching. And as soon as you stop doing that, you don't have to tell people my signature offer is the best. Because when you start to create something, a real campaign, a cult-like campaign around it, where your signature offer is the star, people get to see it's important. Because you make it something that is important. And they will realize this is an important offer. This is important for my life. This is important for me to achieve goal XYZ. I can't do it without. So you should stop making launches something like, I just had an idea where I whipped up a sales page late at night and made a random Canva graphic. This is something that everyone else is doing. And as long as you do what everyone else is doing, your revenue will look like everyone else's. Because when you make your signature offer a big deal by creating something that actually is a big deal, people will believe exactly that. Remember, people believe what you tell them. And you can't only tell them through words, but also through actions, which is even more powerful. And if you want to know how you actually can make a big deal of your offer, I recommend you to join Cult-like Launch Code. Right now, it's just 111. I share with you the 5 steps on how to build launches that feel inevitable without the need of running low ticket conversion events, making it a big deal so that people see this one is a big deal, this woman, this offer, this brand, and it sticks to their head. This is important, which is why it's important for me, which is why I should join. Just have a look in the show notes where I linked it. Click on the link below, join the Cult-like Launch Code, and make your signature offer or every other offer you ever create a fucking big deal. Because this is how people will believe it is.